104.5 The Zone and 934 The Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. FourSeasonsGarages.com to find out more information. Professional garage door installation and repair. They're family owned and operated at All Four Seasons. Real quick, TC Cope's going to join us in a second. Do I understand there's going to be a head shaving on the Midday 180? Is that right?
That will happen at 10:30 today of Buck Rising. He's going to lose his hair.
A loser loses hair match.
Yep.
Does this go back to like the playoffs? Is that what that was about?
It goes back to the bowl game between Indiana and Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
And he's an Indiana native.
Oh, okay.
And he put up his hair against David Reed's beard. And, of course, it looked good for Indiana for quite a while. And then Tennessee came back and won. So Buck, who shaved off his goatee the other day, will be losing his hair on Valentine's Day. And he may be broken up with his girlfriend by the end of the day.
Wow. Could be a difficult day.
10:30 will also happen on Periscope.
Okay.
Buck naked, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there were some other things over a text message chain yesterday that we can't use on the air.
Yeah. All right.
Well, this guy is going to bring us some good news. TC Cope is with us. Show TC Cope and Friends will be Sunday at Zany's, 7:30, and you get more information at the Zany's website. TC, we always enjoy having you in here. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad to be here.
Now, I got a bone to pick with you. I almost threw you out of here before we even started.
Don't do that.
You got a New York Mets fan. I mean, how do you get into that life? I mean,
man, sometimes you just got to accept what they give you and play the hand that you got to play. That's part of where I'm stuck at right now.
I mean, the Reds and Mets used to duke it out every year, man. There's some memorable fights between those two teams.
I remember the good Mets. Sometimes they say they were the bad Mets, but I remember the good Mets.
They were the good Mets.
They went to the World Series a couple of years ago, so. So it's not.
Yeah, it was a Subway Series. We tried to keep it going, but you know they didn't have the power to do what they had to do that day. That was good though.
But at least you didn't get into the Yankees life like Mark. I
mean, right. He's stuck in it. He can't help it.
Long suffering Yankees fans. They won a championship in 11 years.
Yeah, all right. So you're saying that you're going to shoot a DVD. Yeah.
And I'm going to shoot it as a special this weekend, this Sunday, February 16th, yes, at Zany's Comedy Club. And I've been blessed with, thank you, Ms. Forte, for the support from Lipscomb. And Ms. Shan, who is going to direct my camera crew. And we're going to shoot a special for content, hopefully behind this with all the prayers in the back. And I can be as funny as I'm supposed to be and get something out of it.
How important is it for you to have fresh material?
I don't know. I do something new, but I always do something old. People want to hear what you do best. Most people laugh at jokes that they enjoy. So you almost got to do some old jokes and some new jokes at the same time. But as long as you do something that's kind of credible to what's going on during the time, like what's going on during this time of, you know, you can drop a little politics, a little bit of this here, a little bit of that, but people want to hear the jokes that they want to hear.
What about the baseball cheating?
I know a lot about the baseball. I think that's good. I think that's good. They really wasn't cheating until they got caught.
Right.
I think they were just playing the game the way everybody else does. Right. They were doing a little bit better. They were doing a little better than everybody else. As a
better machinery
fact,
there.
You know, but hey, look, if you know what pitch is coming, what are you
helps
supposed
you a
to
little
do?
Bit.
Yeah, that's why the video crew is available
to
help
to the test, not bad.
Not bad.
When you go up there, do you have a game plan, or are you just flying by the seat of your pants in terms of, because you've got so much material?
Correct.
Do you just do it by feel?
I have a game plan. I know exactly where I want to go with the show. I don't know exactly what I'm going to say, because sometimes you got to look at the crowd and feel the crowd.
Yeah.
But I know where I want to go. I know the point that I want to make, and I know where I want to leave them with. I want them to leave them with something to go home. When you get somebody to come home and the next day they may wake up in the morning and they laugh, and they just laughing at something they heard the night before, I've done my job. That's what I always try to do. I want to leave a joke that somebody can wake up the next morning, remember the joke, and laugh about it.
How many jokes ahead are you thinking when you're on stage? Are you just thinking about the next one or just about the one that you're doing?
No, I can actually feel where I'm about to go in the middle of a joke, because I can see where the crowd is going. I find a point in the crowd, and I look at that person. I can tell if they're with me, and I can tell the people around them if they're with me, and I try to carry it on from there. But I don't really script out my show. I just know that if I have to do 35 minutes, I'm going to do about 34, 50, or 37 minutes. Sometimes I'm going to go over.
Oh, that's probably all the time. Are you going to...
Listen at you. What?
I know. It's probably, you know, just a little bit here or there. But are you going to, I guess, since you're in Nashville, implement a little bit of the sports and things are going around here about the soccer stadium?
We are definitely going to speak about what's happening in the city of Nashville, because local first. That's exactly what I want to make sure that I understand. One of the kings of comedy, who is, I look at him as one of my good friends, D.L. Hughley, used to tell me, regardless who comes in your city, make sure you know that you're the king of your own city. So every time when I open up for him, he always tells me, go be your king. Mm-hmm. He always used to tell me that. And this is since 1992. I met D.L. Hughley in 1992. He said, in your city, you're the king, regardless what king is here. So I go out and make sure, you may see the king, you may have paid for the king, but you got to see me first.
Oh, man, because, Mark, this is his, you know, he's already debating on, you know, a fifth career in comedy and then doing zanies.
I don't think anybody wants that.
For a beginner, you know, what would you recommend to a guy, be a first-timer, to help him out if you was giving him a little platform and a plan?
Go do what you do. You know, you go do what you do. That's the, you know, a lot of comics always say, what do I need to do, TC? I say, hey, man, be you. It's easy to be you than it is to try to be somebody else in this business. That's the easiest thing. And if you're funny, people enjoy it. All you got to be is funny. They say it's comedy. All you got to be is funny. You ain't even got to be funny every second. If you can lead them into it. I mean, y'all funny on y'all show. I hear all of y'all. I listen to y'all in the morning. Y'all funny.
That's because, Mark's jokes. Yeah.
And Mark making
it's funny.
Yeah, Mark making
right. I have no joke.
Mark makes Amelia Earhart references.
Say he has no joke. Right.
I have no joke.
It's the timing. That's what
that's
it
exactly
is.
Right.
It's the timing. It's the timing makes the point.
It's the timing of when you get crunk.
Have you ever gone online or gone on YouTube or whatever and you see somebody stealing your material?
Not really on YouTube, but I mean everything. Yeah. What's a thief in the business now? I mean, you know, everybody's relevant with what's going on now. Unless they do it verbatim, you really can't say that they're stealing it. But if you say it, don't expect nobody not to quote. So somebody told me one time, a picture painted is a picture remembered. Now, if you go take that and use it any way you use it in all kind of context, did you steal mine? No, it's just, you know, it's relevant. If it's relevant to where you drop it, then drop it.
How good has a streaming service like Netflix been for your business? Or is it just...
For my business, amazing. For me, I haven't really done it, but I'm figuring out that that's something. That's actually why we're trying to put this thing in content.
We gotta get you a Netflix deal.
Oh, that's exactly what we're doing this weekend. We're shooting this to get the content to where people can realize it is here in Nashville. I mean, there's a lot of funny here in Nashville. There's a lot of everything here in Nashville.
You broke in, what, like 30 years ago?
28 years ago.
How different is it now to get a gig or to schedule a gig and move up in the business then as opposed to now?
When I started, reference would be all you really needed. When I started doing comedy, I knew, rest in peace, Bernie Mac. I knew Bernie. I worked with Bernie. I spoke with Bernie. I listened to Bernie. Yeah. Bernie gave me more than, I didn't realize that Bernie gave me more as much love as he did give me, because he allowed me to work his clubs in Chicago, and he didn't let a lot of Chicago comics work those clubs because he just liked, I guess, the way I performed here. But when I listened to them, and DL, Bernie, those are two of the brothers that always gave me a lot of encouragement to be what I'm going to be, and it didn't matter about the other people. Nowadays, you know, you could put a clip up 15 seconds on YouTube, and before you know it, you got 600,000 followers, and can you do 15 minutes of comedy? That's exactly where it was, you know. Back then, you had to have a reference. Somebody would say, he can do the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bernie would say, he's working with me. When they would take me on the road, they would know I can do the 20 minutes or the 25 minutes. And this is in the 90s. You know, you had to have it. That's why all the TV outlets were actually blowing up. It's a lot of funny people. I'm actually bringing two funny people, Nick Lewis and Chris Thomas, the mayor of Rap City, who's been around for 35 years. You definitely know he did. He interviewed Tupac. He interviewed he did the whole rap game in the 80s. So I'm bringing back what it is. It doesn't have to have the name. They're not all kings that I'm bringing, but these guys are very funny. It's a funny show. I know that the people are going to enjoy it. If you've ever been to TC, Cope and Friends, I can't never say that I've had an unfunny show. I don't even know if that's a word. We just making it up. Like Jesse Jackson does. You know what I'm saying? That's only funny. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. But that's just it. It's going to be a very funny show. I'm excited. I'm proud that people are supporting me. I've had a lot of ticket sales, but we still got tickets left. Make sure you call 615-269-0221 for Zanies, or inbox me at Who Is TC Cope or TC Cope on any one of my outlets. I'll make sure you get up in the club. It's going to be a very funny night, a very talented night, a very and you don't have to work on Monday. If you got a real job, you don't have to work on Monday. Some of y'all might have to come in on Monday. I know y'all be in here on Monday.
Yeah, Mark won't be. So 7:30?
Blaine, come out, okay? All right. This is like the eighth time, right?
Eighth time?
Yeah. I said eighth. I put an F on that. Yeah. Eighth time. Come out.
It'll be on Sunday at 7 o'clock over at Zanies. Go to the Zanies website. Zanies Nashville, you check it all out there. And TC Cope is going to be there. TC Cope and friends. Man, thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Always.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Appreciate it.
We'll have more Wake Up Zone and head toward 10 o'clock, the midday 180. We'll be ever closer to the head shaving that's coming up shortly right here on the Zone. Stay with us.